I'm an alcoholic. I wanted to thank Larry via his wife for asking me to share tonight. Always a pleasure to participate in my recovery. Congratulations, Ron and Bridget. I love drinking. Like, I love everything about drinking. You know, when people say, you know, alcohol quit working for me, like, never. Like, I know right now if I was to get a bottle, I would get that same effect that I got when I was 11 years old, and it just made everything okay. It made, like, my shoulders come down, and I'm the youngest of three. I have two older brothers. My mom, we all have different dads. She had a lot of love to give, and my mom's Mexican, and my brother's dads are all dark, so they're darker, and I was, like, the whitest one there, and we'd go to Mexico, and I was, like, I stuck out like a sore thumb, and I remember being young and, like, looking through my mom's stuff, looking for the adoption paperwork, because I'm, like, I know that my rich white family's out there looking for me, you know what I mean? And, like, my mom's all good. I hope they come. They never came. So, I mean, from a young age, it was all, I was consumed with self. Just, like, I felt everything, like, too much. I was just not, like, normal. You know what I mean? I just wanted to be normal. And then I found booze. And, like, I never wanted to, I swore, I remember I was fifth grade and I was in the D.A.R.E. program. My dad is an alcoholic and he actually died due to his drinking. And I remember I was like, I'm never going to do drugs. I'm never going to drink. Like, I'm just going to do it. And then, like, when I did it, I was like, why did I wait so long? You know what I mean? I'm definitely one of those people that thinks that booze kept me alive long enough to bring me to AA, because at 13, I tried checking out my first time. So, I don't know. Like, I drank as long as I could, as hard as I could, and it worked. And I got jobs that allowed me to drink. I was a waitress, and I bartended, and it was just part of that lifestyle. And I never had any goals or aspirations or I was just like, I was born and raised in National City, so I was just a hood rat, you know what I mean? I was just like fighting people, drinking 40s and like smoking meth and just like doing it, you know what I mean? Like, and I remember I was in and out of jail a lot for like nothing crazy. I was like petty theft with the prior always. I'm not like a hardcore criminal. A couple of assaults, DVs. Just passionate, you know what I mean? So crazy. Like, being sober, I'm sober 2.5 years, and being sober in a while, like, it's crazy, because, like, my thinking is becoming foreign to me now. Like, what I thought used to be white is now black. You know what I mean? My thinking is changing due to taking the steps. Anyways, I've been in AA for 10 years. I got court-ordered when I was 21, and I would come to your meetings, and like, alcohol had not stopped working for me, but, like, it was, like, too much of a hassle, and, I try to stop and I couldn't, you know what I mean? And I'd try to just drink beer and I'd still get drunk. And I try to like just mix it up just because I couldn't see myself being sober. Like sober is my problem, you know what I mean? Like I'd come to AA and you'd be like, you know, just put the plug in the jug and like play that tape when you want to drink. And I'm like, asshole, that doesn't work for me. Like playing the tape or like thinking it through or calling somebody, no, you know what I mean? Like, this is a disease, and, like, when it's time to drink for me, you know what I mean? And I always drink, and I don't know, man. I would also come to meetings, and I'd hear people say, you know, just work hard and, like, pray, you know what I mean? And I looked at the steps, and it was just too drastic for me, you know what I mean? It didn't seem like I drink vodka, you know what I mean? And it seemed like that was just, like, some obese self-love, like, hippie stuff. Like, it's not going to work for an alcoholic like me, you know, and I have a friend that says, don't judge AA based on the work you haven't done, you know what I mean, and it's so true, because I'd make it to step four, and then I'd get a little relief, and I'd be like, fine, I'm just going to work and go to meetings late, maybe leave early, and like go hang out, and like I'd get drunk, you know what I mean, like I'm constantly drinking. I don't know, what happened this last time, I came to again, like, just lost my job, like, went to jail again, and I was just, came back to AA. Like, whenever anybody's done with me, like, rehabs, jails, like, yoga, they always send me back to AA. You know what I mean? They're like, therapy, like, Or, like, if their insurance ran out of my sober living, they're like, oh, maybe go to AA. It's like, well, what were you guys doing? You know what I mean? Like, such a trip. So I came back to AA again. I met a lot of people, and you guys were really nice to me. You guys told me the solution, and you guys never kicked me out. Sometimes, but it was because I deserved it. I was allowed back. It was just a misunderstanding. So, yeah, I came back to AA, and it's not like I surrendered. Like, I've been told that surrender isn't something I do. It's something that happens to me. Surrender is me putting booze in my system and just running my life to the floor. And then I was surrendered. And I had to get busy, and I got with this lady, and we met up every week, and she read the book to me and with me, and she explained things. And where it said to read, we said read. And I was like, fine, I'll be lame. Like, what I do in AA, it's not, like, sexy and attractive. You know what I mean? Like, I get to a meeting, like, an hour, maybe 2 hours early. I set up chairs with, like, a good group of people that I roll with. You know what I mean? And we do AA. Like, I've done the AA where, like, we're like, let's do young people. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and that might work for you. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people. I'm just being a hater right now. But, like, I need a message with depth and weight because nothing's going to keep me sober. No human power can keep me sober. My mom couldn't keep me sober. Her crying and begging me not to drink wouldn't keep me sober. Like, I have to drink, you know what I mean? So I got with a lady. She read the book with me, and we started doing it. And it didn't matter what I thought. I just went to meetings, and I wrote inventory, and I prayed. And I remember I was just like, I'm on probation. Like, I don't have a job right now. My house situation sucks. She's like, all right, we'll go to a meeting. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, you don't get, that's like beating your head in the hammer if you have like a headache. Like, it didn't make sense. You know what I mean? And she's like, just do it anyway. And I'm just like, you people are nuts. You know what I mean? Or like, what's the other end? You're right where you're supposed to be. It's like, fuck, does that, what does that mean? You know? So yeah. And lo and behold, I was sober. And I'm sober now. And how much time do I have left? 3 minutes. Jake McCleary. I'm grateful for AA, man. I thought coming in here, my life was going to be lame, but my life is fuller now than it's ever been. Like, my world became so small due to my drinking. Like, I was literally, like, National City and, like, Santee for Las Colinas. You know what I mean? Like, and I never... at a summer house over there. No, it was like... I was like... My world became so small, you know, and I was just like a taker, and I was just a taker, and I never contributed, and I was not dependable. Like, my family, like, and I didn't want to be accountable, you know what I mean? Like, that thought of like husband, kids, like family being accountable, I was like, no, that's too much. And like, now I'm like a part of my family, and I'm a part of like my society I have, and this society and this fellowship that I found. It's like the most beautiful thing, and like, if you're new, man, like, I hope that booze has thoroughly kicked your ass and you're miserable. Because that's the only way to do this. Like, why would you want to tell someone, like, your resentments? Like, you're petty, you're jealous, you're, like, selfish, self-centered. It's like, that's not my kind of party. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to look good, but, like, I was dying. You know what I mean? And I was so tired of, like, being brought to, like, meetings in white vans. Like, if I have to see a white van again, like... And, like... yeah. I got, like, TB tested 4 times in 1 year because, like, I drank and went back to a program. I don't even know what TB is, but, like, it was bad. It was just, like, and I would fight. I'm, like, I want to sit in the back. And, like, it's I'm a lot of ladies, so, like, sitting in the back and trying to get out was just, like, not cute. But anyways, thank you for letting me share.